Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. In the studio is Postmaster Johnny. Time for a little round of Johnny Doesn't Know. You don't need to know answers to these questions. You just need to know if Johnny will know the answers. The questions are all based on things involving school, because everyone's got school on the brain these days. Welcome back to the K-Rock Studios, Postmaster Johnny.
What's good, man?
Giant pussy.
Whoa, Allie's baby. Calm down.
The baby.
Jesus, the baby's
giant
got...
pussy.
That's crazy.
Or it's a good little baby.
That's right. We don't know the gender yet, but we do know that the baby's got great vocabulary, so we got that to look forward to.
Very advanced.
Johnny, you are once again, now you are refusing to go in the helicopter, or you're not?
Yeah, I told you guys. It makes me uncomfortable. Don't want to do it. And I know you guys wouldn't coerce me to do it, so... Thank you.
Haha, that's what you think.
You can call me all names and stuff. I don't care about that. That's whatever.
What if we just blindfolded you and led you into a secret location that happened to be very noisy and have a propeller?
On a freeway?
You're in a shaky room, Johnny. Just don't worry. This is what the general public thinks.
This is day two calling to say Johnny's a pussy and needs to be held accountable. He pussied out on the helicopter. He pussied out on skydiving with... Blind Charlie.
Listen, I don't care if you don't want to get in a helicopter. I get it. The thing that we don't like is when you say, like, very confidently on the air, yeah, that sounds great. I'll do it.
And I want to do it.
And then we go, okay, good. You're going to do it. Then you go, no, I couldn't possibly do that.
After we've decided that's happening, right. Then on the side he goes, I actually don't want to do that.
Yeah, like the same thing with Blind Charlie. You're like, yeah, I'll skydive with Blind Charlie. We're like, you will? You're like, sure. Why do I care? We're like, great. And then we set it up, and then you're like, no, I couldn't do that. That's terrifying.
You don't want to lie to our listeners. They feel betrayed.
They feel so. If you're not going to be a part of this historic gender reveal, dropping tacos out of a helicopter.
It's okay. We don't need Johnny to make it successful.
No. Yeah, I was wondering kind of too, like my correlation to how I fit into Allie's gender reveal.
Because you're the chopper guy. You decided.
You're the one who said you wanted to go on a helicopter.
I didn't jabber with the IVF shots. And then I was like.
Johnny, it's the chopper thing because you do these Jason reports where you talk about all the cool events happening.
It's the whole reason we started talking about helicopters in the first place.
Yeah, because you've been doing a fake helicopter report for Jason. Do you need me to play any of those or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, play me a Jason report.
I really didn't want to.
Okay.
But here's Johnny and then the chopper.
All right, this weekend, Jason, you got the NFL preseason starting tonight. It's the Panthers take on the Cardinals, and finally we'll have something entertaining.
No, we should have had a new Jason report today because it's Friday, but we don't have one, so I'll just play last week's. But anyway, the point is, you're in the fake helicopter, so we put you in a real helicopter, and then you said, I will do Jason from a real helicopter. We said, great, let's do it. And then it became, while you're up there, might as well reveal the Allie's baby.
I got an idea.
What sure,
if,
it sucks.
What? No, it doesn't suck.
Do a helicopter with the boss?
No. How do you do that?
They just take turns slapping you on the face with their D's?
I'd settle for that for a gender reveal.
That would be great. What is your idea?
I was going to say, what if we went on a roller coaster, like at Disney or something, and then like threw hot dogs and wieners off of that?
No, it's a problem for so many reasons.
Well, how is it not a problem?
Why don't we do something I already like and want to do
it's like the same thing.
All right, whatever. All
right, let's hit the song.
We're just not going to do it. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know. This is Postmaster Johnny, also known as Gay Leno. And here we go.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
All right. School. School's back. Johnny claims he got through school. Still talks to one of his teachers. We say good morning to Jeremy in Hermosa Beach. Everyone who gets there is right. Allie's going to write your name down, and one of you is going to leave here with tickets, tickets, tickets. Here we go. It's Johnny Doesn't Know School. Johnny, I'm going to give you some acronyms that you would hear in school.
I'm good at this. I know this one.
We'll start easy. They'll get harder. GPA. Will Johnny know what GPA stands for, Jeremy?
Yes, I'm going to say Johnny does. You're my boy, Johnny.
All right, Johnny. This guy's on. He's got your back. He says you will know what GPA stands for. This is, once again, the easiest one, and they get slightly more difficult. He says you will know. What does GPA stand for?
GPA is grade point average.
All right, and what was your GPA, Johnny?
Damn. What year? In college or high school? Because I had two different ones in high school.
Let's do high school.
All right, high school was 2.7, and then college it was... I had a 3.5 one semester.
No, zero chance.
One dead semester.
Ass. I'm dead ass. September 2017. Or the 2017 fall. I was on fire, bro. I had like five classes.
They're all PE?
No. that was my first semester.
They're all teachers that wanted to F Johnny, yeah. I think is what it was.
Right, a horny teacher semester. Hold on, Jeremy, you got that right. Jeremy,
well, they were all women too, so yeah.
All right, well, that makes sense. Johnny, here we go, next one.
Yeah.
Something I don't think you had to worry about. AP. AP.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What does that stand for? Don't answer yet. Let's say hi to Gabriel and Fontana. If Johnny doesn't know, will Johnny know what AP stands for in the world of school?
Hi,
sweet dibs. Good, sir. Will Johnny know AP?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yes. All right, Johnny. AP. You ever take one of them AP classes?
Nope. Because that was for like the super smart kids and the foreign exchange students. They all took those.
Right, right.
And they were hella smart.
And what does the AP stand for?
Advanced placement.
Oh.
Good job, Johnny.
Wow. Advanced placement.
Advanced placement.
Surprised Johnny didn't say Asian persons and all the other foreign exchange students that were smarter than me.
Everyone's afraid to laugh at that one.
That's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
We go to question number 3, and Johnny's gotten 2 right. Didn't think he would get those first 2 right. We say hi now to Dina. from Lakewood. Good morning, Dina.
Hi, good morning.
Johnny doesn't know. Will Johnny know what the SAT stands for? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Johnny, you've taken the SAT, right?
Sadly.
Do you remember what you got on that?
Hell no. We all cheated and just did it quickly because it wasn't graded.
You said already, 2.7.
Yeah.
That was his SAT score, 2.7 also. Same as my GPA. Johnny, what does the SAT stand for?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I don't remember.
She says you won't know.
But I kind of remember. Standardized aptitude tests.
That's a smarter answer than I thought you would have given.
Wow, really?
Yeah, you got nothing right other than the word test.
Oh, what the hell?
Scholastic.
Oh, standardized aptitude test is a thing, though.
Scholastic.
Book fair.
That's right.
Remember
that's
the book fair?
What it stands for. It's very confusing. But you have to be super smart to figure that out. Yes, scholastic.
Aptitude. Academic.
Ass.
It always comes back to ass. How is it always about ass? Standardized. Wait.
No, scholastic.
Scholastic assignment. Assessment.
There you go.
Assessment
That's
test.
Right. Diana was correct in predicting Johnny wouldn't know. Johnny doesn't know what he got on that.
Very good guess, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on it. I'm on it.
Alex Costa Mesa. It's back to school. Postmaster Johnny. Will Johnny know? These are just basic acronyms you would hear in school. Another one I'm not sure Johnny was a big part of, but GATE. Do you know what GATE stands for in the schooling or the world of schools?
Johnny will not know.
Okay. Wow. Hi, Alex. Thank you for coming in hot. Johnny will not know with confidence.
What does GATE stand for? Oh, man. I don't know what GATE was. I don't think they had that at my school.
I believe that.
What was that? Is that a real class?
It's a real something. Allie, you know this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Allie.
I'm just interested in what you're going to say.
Wow.
It's a big, big thing at school. He says you won't know.
Can I take a guess as like what type of class this probably was?
Sure.
Are these the teachers that would come into class and take out two or three kids at a time and then go take them away for a majority of the class and then bring them back?
You mean like a special ed situation?
Is that what it is? Maybe. Are those the GATE people?
We have the gatekeepers. The teachers come and they take them.
I honestly thought he was going to describe a gate.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a person.
Yeah, like a gate. Like it's to keep the students
the
in or out.
At the front of the school with a lock on it to keep the school locked.
They had the cool security guard out front who was like the security guy
Don't overthink it. Maybe that's it. GATE.
GATE? Okay, so like the security guard guy then, who's also the football coach and the history teacher.
No, that's wrong. It's the gifted.
Oh, so it is the
and
intellectual?
Gifted and.
Oh, gifted and terminally. Damn. Gifted and.
Gifted and terminal? Why would you invest in that?
Program, I'm going to
waste some time.
I'm really getting a lot of payback on this program.
Great, you learned algebra. Goodbye.
You gotta finish this paragraph before you die.
Gifted and talented. Damn, what does E stand for in school? Education.
There you have it.
Wow. Gifted and talented education.
Sure, you weren't a part of that, Johnny?
I don't know, man. I was part of the gifted, I'm sure.
Part of the terminal.
That's true. All right, we have time for one more, and it's gonna
be. Everyone's gotten theirs right.
Julie, that's amazing. Julie, we end with you. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, guys. Sweet dibs.
You think Johnny will know what PTA stands for? This is the last one now. Will Johnny know what PTA stands for? Yes or no, Julie?
Yes.
All right. She's got confidence in you, Johnny. Make her proud and make this a clean sweep of everyone predicting correctly.
I got you, Juliet. PTA stands for Parent Teacher Association.
Wow. Woo! Look at that. All right, Allie. Everyone predicted correctly. Who's winning these tickets to go up to Big Bear for the Grand Prix?
Congratulations to Gabriel.
Gabriel, you've done it. Well done, good sir. You called, you played, you predicted correctly, and you win. Hold on 1 second so we get you those tickets. And thank you for calling K-Rock on a Friday morning.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!